and I have a joy in that. Walter's daughter Vera flew up from Florida last night so that she will be here while I'm gone. So I'm very grateful for that. I have a real big concern about Junior because he is in such pain, and morphine pills do not seem to help, and he's had 8 days of radiation, has 2 days more. And he's supposed to be taking care of Edith, so they're both in bad shape. So I ask continued prayers for them.
I'm asking a prayer for myself, my hand, and right now they said they are going to, I'm going to have a surgery. So they will call me this week to schedule it, so I need a prayer.
Let us pray. In you, O Lord, we live and move and have our being. You are creator, redeemer, sustainer of all life, and we lift our prayers to you this day for ourselves, for our country, for our world. We pray particularly for all those anxiously awaiting or recovering from Hurricane Sandy, for lives lost, for uncertainties of weather in Hawaii. We remind that we know that you remind us ever of your constant faithfulness in all times and places, and we pray for that in this time. We pray for safety and wise decisions for all in harm's way and strength for those who have been devastated by loss of life. We pray, O Lord, for safe travels for Jenny's grandparents to Florida in this time, for Judy's travel Wednesday, and give thanks for the safe travel of Walter's daughter here to be with him during this time. Hear our prayers, O God, this day for those who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, for those in need of your healing touch, for Jerson Rocha in surgery this week, for Glenn, for Junior and Edith, for Vivian. We give thanks, O God, for the ever-changing signs of your healing, and we continue to pray for Monica and Lee as they recuperate, for your continued strength there. We lift in thanksgiving Lois for successful surgery in this week and the need for no follow-up, for Verna and Lori's stepmom. Be close, O Lord, this day to all who wait and watch in their lives with anxiousness, for new opportunities to unfold for jobs, for relationships frazzled or torn, for those battling recovery, for the overwhelm of deadlines and motivations that are not always evident as we move through life. Remind us, O God, that you are ever near, ever drawing us toward new life and hope. Let us live into that miracle of your unexpected grace and leading. We give thanks, O God, for this new place for Pastor Medhat and pray for him and his family in this transition time. We give thanks for the welcome of this housing opportunity and those who have worked to make it so, particularly Lori and all the suggestions down the road. We pray, O Lord, this day for the Jacobs family as they await the new arrival to Oliver and Bruno's family, for their health and strength in these days, and for Heidi as she runs in memory of her grandfather next week. Remind us always, O God, of the blessings of our lives. Even as we weep with those who weep, may we rejoice with those who rejoice. We give thanks for visitors in our midst to encourage us, for Dave's parents here, so for the weekend visiting this new baby Dawson, for the Frieswick family and the Turner families as they worship with us this day, for all of us as we are connected to one another in faith. Even as we think on our own times and circumstances, O God, enlarge our circle to embrace your world, your people in need of hope. Guide our steps to be your disciples in big and small ways, this day and all days, in the manner of our Lord who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to invite the children forward for their message this morning. Good morning. How are you guys? Good, good. It's so good to see all of you here this morning. Several weeks ago, Elder Mark over here, conveniently located nearby, he's not sure what I'm going to say, helped to organize a concert here. And I know Sophie was here and dancing on the stage, and some of the others of you might have been here, but it was an evening of African music, because we've been talking about ways in which we can support and encourage the bringing of little Ashley from Kenya over to the United States. And so through the whole month of November, when we're talking about ways in which we share our gifts to make things happen like that, we're going to bring about change for change. Can you see this? There's Ashley coming from Kenya to be adopted in the United States. And we want to invite all of you in this next month as we talk about the ways in which we share what we have to make great things happen, to bring your change, to put in this big jar. Change for change, we're calling it, and we already have some to start with. And you can talk to other people in here and ask them if they want to bring change too. Because if we fill it up before the end of November, we'll empty it out and then we will fill it again. Okay? So I want to invite you all to bring whatever change you can find, or whatever change you can talk your parents out of, or grandparents, or whatever. And bring it here so that we can help the Kenua and Kago family bring Ashley here, so that one day, in the not too distant future, she might be sitting up here where all of you guys are, and we can welcome her in person to the United States. Let us pray. God, we thank you that you give us opportunities to make differences, even in small ways. That you draw us together as your people to combine those efforts to do big things. Bless us, we pray, as we seek to be faithful givers in any and all ways, this day and all days. In Christ we pray. Amen. You may go down to your classes, and the middle school, I believe, is meeting upstairs for their class.
Our Old Testament lesson this morning is Psalm 146. Hear now the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Our New Testament lesson this morning comes from the 10th chapter of Mark. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord.
Our hymn of preparation for this morning is "Open the Eyes of My Heart," led again by the worship band.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see. Holy, 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 holy.
Amen. We come this week to the end of the lectionary passages of Mark's 10th gospel, or 10th chapter of the gospel. We have been in Mark's 10th chapter through the whole month almost, a series of strong teachings of Jesus in the ways that he would have us go, in marriage and divorce, in selling all to follow Christ, in servanthood, not power, as we heard last week. This series of challenging teachings, however, is framed by two miracle passages of restoring sight to the blind, the only two in Mark's gospel. Two healing passages which point to the power of Jesus for those who wish to see and hear. As we prepare to look at and see anew into this text, let us come with a word of prayer. Good and gracious God, quiet our hearts and minds in this moment that we might truly see you, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts might be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I was reminded this week of the Jefferson Bible by guitarist and professor Lynn Fisher this week at a panel discussion at Brown, that the Bible that Thomas Jefferson put together so many years ago with all of the teachings of Jesus and the moral life that Jesus calls us to took out all the miracles in his Bible. With apologies to Jefferson, I, for one, am glad that they are in our Bible, that these miracles frame these hard teachings of Jesus, particularly in a time that we watch and wait in uncertain times. It is a dramatic scene with so many following Jesus in those days that we encounter at the end of this 10th chapter of Mark. The crowd swelling as Jesus begins to make his way back to Jerusalem, to that final entry into Jerusalem where Andrew and I, God willing, will be tomorrow. Bartimaeus, the blind beggar in our text today, is waiting at the crowded roadside. He is attentive. We hear that when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out. He's persistent, despite the discouraging words of Jesus' followers ordering him to be quiet and let Jesus be about what Jesus wants to do. But Bartimaeus is not quiet. He continues to reach for Jesus, to believe that this Jesus who has come along this roadside can change his life. Do we believe that today? Sometimes in the press of our own concerns, in the challenge of these words of Mark leading up to the healing, we are just overwhelmed with the shoulds of life, the call to a higher life and expectation of service and devotion, the rush of life and the pace all around us, or perhaps even the lawn furniture that we need to move elsewhere. When do we have time to sit by the roadside, attentive, watching for Jesus, even if we are blind? Bartimaeus addresses Jesus most interestingly as my teacher, Rabboni, my teacher. Isn't it interesting that he reaches out to Jesus not as healer, but as teacher? Bartimaeus somehow knows that this is the one who will show him the way, lead him to a new life and new insight, maybe even not just with physical healing. We hear here that Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside expectantly, perhaps praying and waiting for Jesus to come. He certainly knew that he was in the vicinity when he got closer. Bartimaeus sees him as his teacher, yet one expecting also Jesus to restore his sight. Professor Paul Ochtemeyer notes in his commentary on this passage that in the whole of Mark, there are only two stories in which Jesus cures blindness. They occur in the 8th chapter and the 10th chapter, at the beginning and end of this section that I've alluded to today, concerned mostly with Jesus' teaching activity. Is that accidental? Or is Mark perhaps trying to say something about what must happen before anyone can truly understand those hard sayings of Jesus? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Be thou my vision. When we pray to Jesus as we know him in these days, we too are praying this prayer of Bartimaeus. Let me see again. Remind me, O God, that you are the God of life, of new life and wisdom. Dare we even say miracle. The God who opens eyes of the blind, of our blindness to new horizons. Today is Reformation Sunday, and my father would be horrified if I did not mention that in church today. Celebrating the ways in which people of faith have continually sought to return to Jesus in faithfulness, in new understandings, we think of it in terms of the 16th century, a time of the opening up of the scriptures in the languages of the people, of reforming religious practice which had moved away from Jesus' call to follow and caught itself up in self-interest, not uniquely a time in the 16th century. It is part of our Presbyterian heritage to claim this Reformation history. We say the church reformed and always reforming according to the Word of God. We encounter that same thing, too, in this text, in the witness of Jesus, as we encounter him in and through Scripture. As the story continues, we see that Jesus stops when he hears Bartimaeus. And Jesus has his disciples call out to Bartimaeus, "Take heart, rise, he is calling you." Bartimaeus sets aside his cloak, the source of his livelihood, because how otherwise would he be able to gather the coins that are thrown to him as he begs for his livelihood? He sets aside his cloak. He lets it go and goes to Jesus. And out of that new sight, Bartimaeus follows all the more closely. Jesus heals him. Jesus restores his sight. Jesus takes him to a new place of journey. Immediately, we read, he received his sight and followed him on the way. He's energized for that journey to follow Jesus, and his sight is regained, we read in that last verse. Isn't it curious to you that he doesn't return home to celebrate his new sight, to see what his family would think and to see his family for the first time in many years, because we know that he regained his sight? And we don't know what happens to Bartimaeus on the journey. There's no reference to him any later in Scripture, and yet we do know from this verse at the end of the story that he moves forward in the way of Jesus, in faith to follow, as so many have gone before him. This morning, after I finish this sermon, we will share together our affirmation of faith from the lectionary passage in Job at the very end. The final words of Job, one who was no stranger to hard times, and yet in the end was able to affirm this faith in God. As we pray and work together for life on the edge of this storm, or on the edge of whatever storms are in your lives these days, will we stand firm like Bartimaeus in our trust in God? Will we help one another? Perhaps we'll be one of the disciples who calls out to those who need to see anew. living into miracles yet to unfold? And will we have the eyes to see them as they did? May God grant to us the deepest understanding of this miracle of sight, in faith and in trust, through the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand and read responsively with me the affirmation of the faith taken from the 42nd chapter of Job as printed in your bulletin. Then Job answered the Lord, "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you declare to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you." Please be seated. Now is the time in our worship where we bring our gifts of tithes and offerings. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty Father, giver of so many blessings, we pray that you multiply these gifts of our time and talent and use them to bring further blessings and to bring your good news to our community and beyond. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Let us go forth in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to earth that we might have life eternal. Let us go forth in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.